You do know that hitting a plant and hitting me are two different things, right? He asked. Yeah, I know. He smiled mysteriously. Adults are so good at smiling mysteriously. Do they go to college for that? I was getting more and more freaked out. What did he want? You know, Mr. P, I don't mean to be rude or anything, but you're like freaking me out here. I mean, why are you here exactly? Well, I want you to know that hitting me with that book was probably the worst thing you've ever done. It doesn't matter what you intended to do. What matters is what you really did. And you broke an old man's nose. That's almost unforgivable. He was going to punish me now. He couldn't beat me up with his old man fists, but he could hurt me with his old man words. But I do forgive you, he said. No matter how much I don't want to, I have to forgive you. It's the only thing that keeps me from smacking you with an ugly stick. When I first started teaching here, that's what we did to the rowdy ones, you know. We beat them. That's how we were taught to teach you. We were supposed to kill the Indian to save the child. You killed Indians? No, it's just a saying. I didn't literally kill Indians. We were supposed to make you give up being Indian. Your songs and stories and language and dancing, everything. We weren't trying to kill Indian people. We were trying to kill Indian culture. Man, at that second, I hated Mr. P hard. I wished I had a whole dang set of encyclopedias to throw at him. I can't apologize to everybody I hurt, Mr. P said. But I can apologize to you. It was so backward. I'd broken his nose, but he was trying to apologize to me. I hurt a lot of Indian kids when I was a young teacher, he said. I might have broken a few bones. All of a sudden, I realized he was confessing to me. It was a different time, Mr. P said. A bad time. Very bad. It was wrong, but I was young and stupid and full of ideas, just like you. Mr. P smiled. He smiled at me. There was a piece of lettuce stuck between his front teeth. You know, he said, I taught your sister, too. I know. She was the smartest kid I ever had. She was even smarter than you.